Proverbs 10:4. A slack hand causes poverty, but the hand of the diligent makes rich. To be slack means not taut or held tightly in position, lack of work or activity. But in this case, it is a word which majorly means someone who feigns to do one thing, but is actually doing something else. There is an element of deception in it, and in a minor sense, it is someone who has little and is often hungry because they're simply not applying themselves. One view of that scripture is about someone who pretends to give to the poor, but doesn't, who appears to pursue the Lord, but is only about the show, who loves to make an appearance in the high rooms where big decisions are made and loves to walk in long robes, sweeping them at people's feet. But it's all only a show. How many of us approach Scripture and understanding the heart of God this way? We appear to be pursuing Him, but when no one is looking, we would rather sit and stare. We are idle, sometimes nearly comatose on the measure and mechanism of grace, not being all that interested in the Lord or His values, and it's a conscious decision up front. Wow. It is a spiritual poverty that comes on those of us in the body of Christ who live this way. This kind of slackness isn't just not being motivated. The first letter of the word slackness is about our head. It's the twisted thinking in our head which makes this kind of slackness a purposeful thing. Due to the way the word is spelled in Hebrew, it is indicative of an element of deception which begins with a choice, creating life actions. Did you get that? What you believe rules you. You don't rule what you believe. I'll say it again. Beliefs create rules to live by, which produce choices. And due to our beliefs, our choices make actions for good or bad. Search it out for yourself, man. Don't take my word for it. The kind of slackness of Proverbs 10:4 is driven by what's in our head, meaning our heart is being led by our head, which opposes the right order of things. When our flesh is given power over our spirit, that, to you, is sin. I might be mistaken, but I believe the Laodicean Church of Revelation 3 was like that. In their slackness, initially there was deception. Revelation 3:14-17. And to the angel of the church in Laodicea write, the words of the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of God's creation. I know your works, you are neither hot nor cold. Oh, how I wish you were either hot or cold. So, because you are lukewarm, and neither hot nor cold, I will spit you out of my mouth. For you say, I am rich, I have prospered, and I need nothing, not realizing that you are wretched, pitiable, poor, blind, and naked. I would imagine if we were able to have a conversation with someone of the Laodicean church, at some point, they would run out of anything to say, and the words of their mouths would, at some point, turn to white noise. How many of us today don't study? Oh, sure, we'd like to, and we know it's a good idea, but we simply don't. We would like to fast, but we get no further than just thinking about it. We imagine ourselves to be hot because we go to church at a happening place, but we are not honest with ourselves. In John 4:16, when Jesus asked the woman to go get her husband, he wasn't trying to impress her that he knew stuff. He was asking her to be honest, to simply be honest about her situation. Isn't the Lord asking the same thing of us today? To be honest about the lives we lead where no one can see? Do you do the things you do in secret, in the dark, because you don't believe God sees you? Or is it because you don't care if God sees you? And believe me, an honest reply to either question is piercing. Through your own lukewarmness, born out of reliance on the world to make life bearable, not to prosper in the Lord, but to live a bearable life, many have become poor, wretched, blind, and naked. And I sort it out. Many folks even know. As I was walking one day out for my daily walk, the Lord said to me, "You are to be doing more than surviving. You are to be prospering. Why have you fallen to being satisfied to merely survive?" He was speaking to my becoming a ho-hum, low-slung basement dweller, satisfied to have one light hanging in the middle of the room because it was just too much trouble to do anything else, satisfied to merely survive. Truthfully, sometimes we all just get tired, but we must get up. It's not enough to survive. We are supposed to be prospering.